Welcome back to Radio Entrepreneurs. I'm Jonathan Friedman, and our next guest in the studio is Melissa Stacey. Welcome, Melissa.
Thank you for having me.
Melissa's with a company called Feeling Organized, something everybody wants to feel, but probably most people are not.
I would say most people are not feeling organized these days.
So tell our listeners a little bit about what it is that you do and what your company helps people to accomplish.
Okay. My company, Feeling Organized, has been around for 11 years. I started with all sorts of organizing, but in the most recent 5 to 6 years, I focused solely on home offices and small businesses. So helping
them. Good place
them,
to be, as you see,
exactly.
Probably tremendous growth in that market.
Huge growth, especially here on the North Shore and on the North Shore where I am. So it's been great. But so what I do is I help small businesses organize their physical space, whether it's filing systems, paper management, collecting all those piles of paperwork and putting it into some sort of a system that works really well for them. Something that they can maintain as well.
I think that's a key element.
That's the huge part.
Because I would imagine that, you know, a lot of your good work, if somebody is, you know, chronically disorganized, you know, 3 months later you go in and they're like, help.
Exactly. And that's my goal, is to hopefully they won't have to do that. Sometimes they'll hire me for maintenance appointments on top of it. But hopefully we've set up a system that really works for them so they don't need me back and they're not in the same position they were 3 months ago. That's my goal, at least. I also help clients with their standard operating procedures, so their processes and procedures, how they do everything day to day, how they meet with their clients, how they enter clients into their database system, and it serves as a training manual for people. So it's basically a step-by-step manual on how to do everything.
So do you find that today, and I know that it's probably evolved over the last several years, that many of the people that you're dealing with in home offices are running businesses out of home, or are many of them people that might, you know, work for a larger company and have a home office, all
Both.
Of the above?
Both. I'm finding more and more that people are working from a home office, so they may be working in the city, but they're able to work, you know, 2 or 3 days a week, and that's a hard transition. When you go from working in the same place every day and then going to another office to work as well, and you've got both of them going, it's hard to keep everything together and organized.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So helping them set up systems for themselves so that when they're going back and forth, they have both offices are functioning really well for them rather than them taking everything back and forth every
right.
single time.
And would that be something also, we talked a little bit before we came on air about technology and the use of technology. Is that an area where you tend to help people with? How do you create an online platform that allows you to have, you know, your offices sync, your world sync?
Exactly. And the electronic side of things is very key. Most people have laptops these days, so it helps them. But I also help them file or set up systems for their electronic files, because mm-hmm. just like our paper systems and the piles of paperwork all over our desk, that's similar to what's on your computer. If you don't have it systemized really well,
right.
It's just hidden in a computer rather than a visual
right.
paperwork pile.
Well,
so
I think a lot of technology has come a long way with that ubiquitous search box, because I think
yes.
a lot of people sort of default to, okay, let me come
just
up
search.
With the term and just search and come up with it, as opposed to having a logical filing system or
right.
creating some system in that function.
And unfortunately, search doesn't always work.
Right. Right. Well, there's that.
You have to remember what it
is.
Let
alone hidden files, right? And naming conventions, you must help
yes.
people with that too. When you
That's
talk about
a huge thing.
Standardizing the way you approach things. And I think
the naming conventions are giant, especially for small businesses who have multiple people working in their office. You want everybody naming files the same
mm-hmm.
so that it makes it easy for other people to find it when they need to.
So you would really start with, as you talk about, a system for filing, for example, creating a tree and making sure that naming conventions are similar, folder conventions are the same.
Yes.
You know, you're either setting up by month, or you're setting up by client name, or you're setting up by some standard.
Exactly. Whatever that standard might be for the small business, whatever is going to work for them. If it's, you know, a law firm, they may have different ways of naming conventions than, let's say, like a moving company.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. So what is the biggest challenge that you see when you walk into an environment? And, you know, in terms of tips for entrepreneurs, if that's one of the things we like to do here at Radio Entrepreneurs, is offer people guidance. And so what do you come across, and what do you think is the number one thing people can do to, you know, be more organized or feel organized, at least.
At least feel more organized, yeah.
Besides calling you, which is the second thing they should do, right?
Exactly. I think paperwork is probably the number one hardest thing for people to get organized, because it's something that comes in no matter what, and we
Doesn't
are
stop.
Not a paperless society. Whether they say we are, but we're not. We're just not, and it's hard to get there. So that's probably one of the most challenging areas for a home office or a small business. And so what
is
I
that
always
a generational
recommend,
thing that you see?
I feel like people print things no matter what the generation. Huh, I still feel like people
so we're
are printing.
Tactile. We like to see things, mm-hmm. have a page of it.
Exactly. Be able to read it, you know, a little bit easier. So I always recommend, number one, starting with a really good, solid filing system, because the truth is, you're probably looking back at maybe 20% of the things that people are filing or hanging on to. And if you can find it on the internet, if you have a way to find it easily, there's no point in keeping a lot of that stuff. So
file and cut down on the clutter.
Cut down is the
big
part.
Cut down on the volume, which is increasingly difficult. It's fascinating that as families grow and develop, and you know, suddenly your kids have bank statements. And,
yes.
And like the volume of things that come on a monthly basis.
Yes.
And you look at it, and
it's crazy.
I would imagine also some degree of consistency in terms of tackling.
Yes.
Because out of sight, out of mind doesn't work very well when mail comes 5 and 6 days a week.
Exactly.
And, you turn around. I mean, it used to blow my mind. You go away for a week and you stop your mail at the post office, you come back and they drop a bucket in your lap and like,
literally,
wow.
And like, most of it's junk.
Yeah.
I mean, the sad thing is most of it is junk. Most of it you can pretty much put into a shred bin. There's very few things that we get in the mail that we actually need to hang on to.
And is that one of your mantras? Touch it once, never.
Actually, you know what? I am a little bit different. I actually say touch it twice. I find when you touch it once and you maybe put it in a to be filed pile, and then a week later you come back to it, you are more likely to let it go. Mm. There's something about that touching it once that people have that moment of, I don't know. I'm not sure. I don't know what to do. And so, I better keep it. And so they hang on to it a little bit longer. But then if you put it into a to file pile, I mean, I do the same thing. I look at a recipe, I'm like, that looks great. And a week later, I'm like, I'll never make that.
Right.
It's time to put it in the recycling bin. So,
your
I
opportunity
say touch
to
it
process
twice.
It a little bit, think about whether or not it's something you want to make.
Exactly.
And keep. And excellent.
So I like the touch it twice method a little bit better.
So give us a little bit of a rundown of what a typical engagement might look like with a client of yours. You come in, you do an assessment to help them at first.
I always come in and do a 30-minute complimentary assessment. It gives the client an opportunity to meet me. I'm going to be in their office and with them for quite some time, depending upon how the project is. So I like people to be able to meet with me and make sure that it's a good fit personality-wise. I try to make it fun, so hopefully they like to be with somebody who's fun, but I'll type up an assessment afterwards and give them an idea of how many hours we think this project might take. What are the specific projects that we're going to be working on? Maybe it's a filing system, then it's maybe electronic filing system. And if it's a manual, then how many hours that might take based on how many processes they actually want to document. And then I come in and I work with you one-on-one. I am not one that sends out a list of things for people to do because I find they're not doing it. So they're much more accountable when they have me standing there with them, working with them, and keeping them going. They can't have the distractions of the phone and the internet and television and who knows what else.
Well, and I imagine for most people, it's probably not the most pleasant thing that they do. People look at it and say, it's just, one of those.
Feels overwhelming.
Yeah. And so I would imagine that, a big part of it is walking them through it, being there.
Yeah.
How much of the expectation are you placing on your client that, they're going to do some homework while you're gone, you're going to come back?
Not very much. Over the last 11 years, I have learned that people don't necessarily do the homework in between. So, and that's okay. As long as they understand that we'll get it done together. And I don't want to put any guilt on my clients. If they don't get it done in between, their life goes on. They have families, they're running their small businesses. If they can even get a couple of the things done, great. But if not, then we work on it together.
So you set a low bar in terms of expectation, but you're holding their hands and making sure
exactly.
that it's getting done. So
a lot
of the execution of the project is side by side.
It tends to be. I tend to give some homework, but it doesn't always happen. So I just stand alongside them and work with them. And I'm kind of their sounding board. If they, what would I do with this? Do I need to hang on to this? Why would I need to hang out? How long should I hang on to it? That sort of thing.
And what sort of time frame, generally, if I know not everything works out as planned, but what sort of commitment of time would people look at? Is it a 20-hour process? Is it 40, 100? Is it
it
somewhere
depends.
In between? Or
it
really depends.
Depends
on the scope and what you're doing?
I had one client, she was a writer. and her entire office had piles of paperwork pretty much up to my waist around the entire office. That took probably, you know, 40 hours in the end, because you're going through each piece of paper, because we found checks and money and you have to look at every piece. And then I might
That's probably one of the great findings. You know, people find checks or
they find money all the time. Yeah. And they're like, that was worth that fee that I just paid
that's
you.
That's where that went. Like,
gift cards, you name it.
But the interesting thing, I think, you know, from my own experience, the same thing, if you have a system for it, you know, a check comes in, put it somewhere. You know,
exactly.
And have all your checks in the same place.
Yes.
So, you know, it's one of those age-old wisdoms. And I think it magnifies as we age.
Yes.
Because where are the car keys? You know, I could remember having conversations, you know, within my own family. You know, my dad, I have no idea where my car keys are. Well, if you left them in the same place all the time,
every time,
you wouldn't have to think about it.
Absolutely. And so it's that system. Yeah. It's the habit.
Create the habit.
Yep.
And I think that's probably a lot of what you're doing with your clients is creating habits that they hopefully perpetuate and stick to.
And maintain it themselves. Yeah, absolutely. So you're not looking for those keys.
Absolutely. And you think about the wasted cycles, you know, associated with things, you know, misplacing things. You know, how much time do we waste in our lives misplacing things?
There is a stat out there that says the average person wastes 55 minutes a day looking for things they know they own and cannot find.
Wow.
Yeah. And that was a while ago. So I'm guessing that may have changed a little bit. Yeah. That's a long time.
Might be interesting to, you know, see your organized clients and what that stat is.
Exactly.
I mean, probably, you know, saving them.
Takes seconds rather than minutes. And to find something.
You know, time is money. It's obviously tremendously valuable.
Absolutely. So. Time is money.
Good stuff. If our listeners want to get in touch with you, what's the best way for them to reach you?
The best way to reach me is my website, which will have all the information about what I do and how I help my clients, which is feelingorganized.com. You can also reach me by email, which is melissa@feelingorganized.com. And my telephone office number is 781-990-3874.
Excellent. Our guest in the studio has been Melissa Stacey of Feeling Organized, and I'm already feeling it.
Good.
I just have to do it.
The motivation is the first part.
Absolutely. It's just stepping up to it, right?
Yep, absolutely.
Well, it's been a tremendous pleasure having you on. It might be fun to have some of your clients come along with you who have become, you know, tremendously organized.
That would be great, actually.
And, you know, I wish you the best of continued success on the East Coast now that you've made the transition back, and hopefully you're feeling organized as well.
I am. Thank you so much for having me on today.
Our guest in the studio again has been Melissa Stacey. I'm Jonathan Friedman, and we'll be right back with another segment on Radio Entrepreneurs.